We kind of an unusual circumstance this year, the Jubilee year. Instead of celebrating the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we're celebrating the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, who always occur on June the 29th. And usually when a feast falls on a Sunday, that feast gets skipped over. Since Sunday is the Lord's Day, number one, it's rare that a saint's feast would take precedence. Today we take time out from Ordinary Time to talk about Peter and Paul, two very important examples of faith and action changed for the better. Peter and Paul are both leaders in the early church. Paul was a leader in Jerusalem and ultimately the leader in Rome. And Peter was a leader among the church community he established throughout the Middle East, Corinth, Galatia, Ephesus, and Philippi. And Peter and Paul were so influential that they shared the same manner of living for Christ, arrested, jailed, and put to death. That's why we're wearing red today, the color of martyrdom, shedding blood, the blood of the Lamb. In the gospel today that Deacon Dan just proclaimed, Jesus calls Peter the rock. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus felt Peter was solid, the firm foundation. He was confident and bold. When asked a question, he was the first one to speak up for the other apostles. He's the one bold enough to declare, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But he's also the same Peter who on the night Jesus was arrested and betrayed, when asked if he were a follower of Jesus, denied three times that he didn't even know the man. But after his resurrection, Jesus asked Peter again, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And yes, Peter did. Jesus saw in Peter a firm foundation. Peter was that rock upon which he would build his church. Then we come to Paul. Paul is a libation. A libation is a drink that is poured out as an offering to God. Before taking a drink to honor a god or goddess, the Greeks would pour some on the ground. As Paul is now in prison, Paul speaks of himself as a libation. He's about to die, his life to be poured out for the sake of God, for the sake of the kingdom. Paul is the rock, Peter the liquid. A rock is solid, stays in place. That's why Peter is the rock of the church. I don't know if you know this, but the very remains of Peter are buried on Vatican Hill in Rome. And that's where St. Peter's Basilica rests on top of his bones. He's the rock of faith. Paul is that libation pouring out of that rock and flowing through the world among all people to us, the Gentiles, who are part of God's plan. But we need the two. We need the rock and we need the flow. We need what is forever and that which changes. In these chaotic times, more than ever, we need the rock of the church, the truth, the foundation. And likewise, we're not a building. We're people. We're the living stones of God's temple. And we too are called, like Paul and Peter, to make an offering to God by saying, here I am, Lord. Use me for the good of your kingdom. Let us be instruments of your work. And so with all who bear the name of Christian, we gather here around this very altar to receive that solid foundation and that life-giving offering so that we too, in this very special time of Jubilee here, like Peter and Paul, become a rock and a flow to the world. And so, dear brothers in Christ, Peter and Paul, pray for us. Teach us to love Christ. Help us to be Christ. And above all, to be there for one another.